This is GQDN for February, Friday the 17th, 2023. Okay, I screwed that a little bit up. I don't care. Brought to you by Audible. Get your free book at audibletrial.com/groupquest. It's a free credit, so go get it. By patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have good stuff at Orlando. Maybe going back in time as well. But we have some bad stuff for a GameStop employee. But today, we begin with Activision Blizzard, mostly at the Blizzard in Anaheim, California. Because Wowhead does report that there was a big meeting at the offices that was before the return to office mandate. And a game developer did offer some reports to said website. And that is concerning the stack-ranking employees. That's where Brian Birmingham did leave the company in protest. Reduced profit sharing, which in that, according to the latest financial results, Blizzard's employees will be receiving 58% of their profit sharing bonus despite record-breaking growth and profits, and some long-term disciplines, to which the game developer did say, quote, in that discussion, Ybarra reportedly said something to the effect of, some of our disciplines are not long-term disciplines, in reference to those departments. Blizzard spokesman confirmed Ybarra made that comment. According to them, those disciplines are considered not long-term disciplines because the company wants people to grow, to take on expanded responsibility and opportunity. They said that Activision Blizzard has many programs to support that growth. And Blizzard did reach out to a game developer and said, quote, roles at Blizzard have different compensation levels. We encourage and support people in lower compensation roles to further develop skills and expertise that allow greater opportunity and reward them. And there was an employee response to that. In fact, what people had said, quote, it feels wrong. Nobody asked for this. No one knows where this came from. This is not the Blizzard we worked at for the last year and a half. Now, moving on to some other news concerning Activision Blizzard. Apparently, people are tracking a plane that went from England down to Seattle. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and indeed, people are tracking said plane, which does lead to some speculation that PlayStation may be trying to work out a deal with Xbox. In fact, at FOSS Patience did say on Twitter, hard evidence. Sony executives flew from London to Seattle in a Falcon 8X on February 6th, presumably to negotiate Call of Duty license with Microsoft. So we shall see what happens there. Could this be true? We shall see. Now we get to some other gaming news, and we see that someone has left Firaxis, and also confirmed that the new Civilization is in development. So we knew that Civilization 6 leader pass was coming. That's the rulers of Sahara. But Marvel's Midnight Suns designer Jake Solomon is leaving the studio after 23 years. And that's from XCOM, which XCOM also takes care of Civilization, along with the game that I play, Midnight Suns. Now that announcement came as Firaxis did promote Heather Hazen, the former chief operating officer, to the head of the studio. Now she replaces Steve Martin, who served as president of the studio for nearly 17 years. So let's go back to what Solomon wrote there on Twitter. Quote, I'm a big dreamer. I fulfilled two lifelong dreams making XCOM and Marvel's Midnight Suns. I'm the luckiest kid who have ever lived. XCOM was my favorite game growing up. It's why I'm a gamer developer. Marvel Comics made me a dreamer, and those characters feel like my extended family. I'm grateful to Sid and the foremost teaching me. If I'm ever half as good as him, I'll be twice as good as I am now. I'm grateful to my Praxis teammates, past and present, for making dreams into reality. Genuine love and gratitude. We did some real good stuff together. I'm grateful to 2K for always believing in the dreams and always supporting us with resources needed to bring them to life. And I'm so thankful to everyone who enjoyed XCOM and Marvel's Midnight Suns. I've never taken this job for granted. Thank you for letting me do this job. I'm designing tactical turn-based games, but it's time for other smarter people to push that space forward. My brain is on fire with a new dream. It's time to go chase it. Now what Ms. Hazen did say in a statement, quote, I'm thrilled to have this opportunity to carry on the studio's storied legacy, beginning with the announcement that Firaxis is in development with the next iteration of the legendary Civilization. So we shall see what happens with Civilization with Mr. Solomon leaving and what's going to go on with that Firaxis company. Now, speaking of company, Kotaku did report that GameStop, well, it's kind of what GameStop is doing. An employee has quit GameStop and really posted something, or did have a nice little talk with GameStop. Or had a talk with Kotaku, I'm sorry, with her leaving GameStop. Or his leaving at GameStop. But Taylor Newbert is the name. And she did talk to Kotaku, explaining why she left the company, such as being stressed out and severely underpaid. So this is part of what she said, quote, I got so mad and I just thought about all the stuff GameStop has put us through, especially over the holidays. It was awful. Further quote, that made me angry and no one was answering the phone. And she goes on with a few more different things. The article does go on with a few more different things as well. So she will be talking some more. We have more eyes on that whole situation too. But there's a lot of eyes on this. IGN is doing FanFest, and while doing their FanFest, they talked with the people from Hogwarts Legacy. IGN.com does report that the game director Alan Tu said that there are no current plans for a DLC for the game. In fact, he said, quote, we've been really heads down bringing Hogwarts Legacy to life. So at the moment, there are no current plans for a DLC. We shall see what happens there. Now we go to Destructoid.com, and the Deep Rock Galactic developer did say that the Ghost Ship Publishing. So Ghost Ship Publishing, formerly known as Ghost Ship Games, is really the next step. You see, they were bought by the Embracer Group in 2021, and this could be the next thing that goes on for them. So what Soren Lundgaard did say, quote, becoming a publisher is a way for us to give back to the industry and to help lift up both Danish game scenes and other small developers like ourselves across the globe. Our goal is to assist fellow developers with funding, marketing expertise, while also helping them establish solid business. Founding a publishing brand is a passion project for us, and we are very excited to make this a reality. In fact, Ghostship_Games did say on Twitter, we're branching into publishing. Be sure to follow Ghostship_Pub for news on the games we'll be publishing in the near future. Now we get to some more good stuff, and Blue News did say that Giant Sorus, the Dino Kart race, is out. I should say Dino Kart. In fact, they're saying, quote, taking inspiration from the well-received racing segments of the previous game, Giant Sorus, the game in Season 1, Episode 14, Racing Giganto of the Chickenosaurus series, developer 3D Clouds expanded the concept into a game format, while playable characters, skills, and natural obstacles to provide an element of unpredictability with the tracks. Designed with the whole family in mind, the game features three levels of difficulty for different age ranges and three playable modes, including play with friends, with features up to four players, couch co-op, guaranteeing fun for the whole family. Even with the littlest players are accounted for with the instant race mode, which randomly selects a character and track. Auto steering and auto accelerating carts and on-screen text lips read allowed by Mazu, the brainy Ankylosaurus, making it perfect for the whole family to enjoy. Each character additionally has its own unique vehicle skins, allowing you to pick your favorites before you race. And Nintendo Everything said that Bill and Ted's excellent retro collection is coming to Switch. Now, there is no date or time as to when this will be coming out, but it is on the eShop right now. So please, please go take a look at that. And what is also excellent comes to us from DualShockers.com and has been announced that Universal Orlando Resort is getting its own Super Nintendo World, which I believe is under construction. And if under construction, it should be open in 2025. So all the buildings that could be, all the mushrooms you could see, and obviously it'll be Mario! Excellent! Anyway, that has been Friday. Very long show. Lots of news. Twitch.tv/DawnForge tomorrow. 5:30 should begin the broadcast. That's 5:30 p.m. EST. Go check us out there. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. It is time to go play some games. So you should do that too, people. We'll see you on Twitch tomorrow. Bye for now. And we'll see you there.